The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Jess Christofoli about her wedding at Bella Kalina. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she chose this venue and how she dealt with the COVID-19 pandemic that was going on while she was trying to have her wedding and how everything turned out. So welcome, Jess.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. It's cool to be here.
I would love to start at the beginning and find out how you chose Bella Kalina for your wedding.
Well, actually, so I originally had my wedding scheduled with Disney, but obviously everything got canceled, and I was using all Disney outside vendors. So David and Vicky Art were actually doing my photography at Disney, and we kept them at Bella Kalina, and they were actually the ones who suggested the venue to my family.
Interesting. And did you look at other places like Paddlefish, or was this just you knew right away this was what you wanted?
We looked at Paddlefish, we looked at Paradise Cove, and then there was one other like mansion house outside of Orlando. I can't really remember what it's called. And then we also looked at Bella Kalina. And when my now husband saw Bella Kalina in pictures and we watched a bunch of wedding videos, it was like a no-brainer for him. So that's kind of how we chose it because he was super stoked about it.
Oh, that's great to hear. What were your original plans at Disney?
We were going to have a noon ceremony at the wedding pavilion, and then we were going to have cocktail hour and the reception at Atlantic Dance Hall at the boardwalk, and then we were going to have a dessert party at UK Lockside in Epcot.
And that just kept getting pushed back, or?
Yeah, so my original wedding date was May 8th, and we postponed that to July 30th. And then about a month out of the wedding, it got canceled. So then when we started with Bella Kalina, we essentially were planning a third wedding all over again. But it worked out, so it's all good.
Wow. Okay. So can you talk about what it was like to plan in that short a span of time? You said that you just ported over all your vendors, so that must have helped.
Yeah. So we had JW, we had Trinity Wedding Cinema, and we also had David and Mickey Art, and they were so wonderful to work with, and they kind of like stuck out the entire thing with us, and we just kind of transferred their insurance over to Bella Kalina, so that was super easy. Overall, doing all of the things at Bella Kalina, we did a tasting, we talked to a florist, which is obviously an outside vendor, but it was so easy, like easier than I thought it was going to be mid-pandemic and 30 days out. But they handled everything so well, and they were so accommodating, and I'm super appreciative of that.
That's wonderful. Which venues at Bella Kalina did you choose?
We chose the Grand Event Lawn for our ceremony, and then we had the ballroom for our reception. So at Bella Kalina in the summer, because of Florida's heat and Florida's weather, if you're having a wedding, I think it's between, I want to say June and the beginning of September, possibly the end of August, all of their wedding receptions are held in the ballroom just because of heat and inclement weather.
Oh, that's interesting. And then did you choose one of their preset packages or how did that work?
I believe so. I went online and I looked today and it looked like we chose the intimate wedding because we only had about 42 people there. But because we already had everything paid and set in stone with Disney, we essentially got our refund and just like plopped that money onto them and said, what can we get for this? And that's kind of how we went about that.
That's great. Okay, so you said you had about 42 guests who were able to make the trip. How many were invited and how did that go? Did you have a lot of people dropping out because of COVID-19?
Yeah, so originally with the Disney wedding, we invited probably about 105 people, knowing that some people weren't going to attend, but we still wanted to give them the invite and that option. And we got about 75 responses saying that they were going to come to Disney. And then when we switched over to Bella Kalina, it went from 75 to around 42.
Okay, got it. Now, did Bella Kalina require you and your guests to wear masks?
We could wear masks if we wanted to. It was up to us and our discretion. So what my family and I did is that we got masks made and they were offered to the guests, and the guests wanted to wear them, they could. But all of the Bella Kalina employees and my vendors weren't wearing masks.
Oh, that's great. Did they have any other restrictions like the number of people at a table or, you know, you can't have dancing, those kind of things?
No, they didn't. But what we actually did is that we did like we did rounds. So the rounds that we could fit like 10 people at, we only sat 6 at each table to honor the social distancing, because a big thing for Cameron and I was the people who were coming, we wanted to make sure that they felt safe, especially for making the trip, especially because we're from Illinois. So we traveled from Illinois to Florida. And I know that that was kind of up in the air for a lot of people. But they didn't necessarily require it, but that's just something that we took into consideration.
Well, that's wonderful. Were there any other measures you had to take or precautions due to COVID-19?
I don't think so, not for the wedding specifically.
Got it. Okay, great. Did you plan additional events on the days around the wedding?
Yeah, so my fiance's family, they planned a welcome party / rehearsal dinner. So because we only had 42 people coming and we both had 4 people in our wedding parties, so I mean, with us, that's already 10 people, they decided to open the rehearsal dinner to everybody. So the day before our wedding, after we did the rehearsal, we all went back to Sienna at Bella Kalina, where we all were staying. It's their apartment / condo complex. And they actually have a banquet room inside their clubhouse. And that's where we had our rehearsal dinner.
Oh, that's great. And did you book it through your same wedding planner or your same contact?
Yeah, so I think it was an independent person who does the catering, but we found them through the Bella Kalina catering people. So they were all kind of connected.
I see. Okay, got it. So speaking of catering, do you have any menu items or cake flavors from your day that you would recommend?
Yeah, so this is actually super fun. So when we are at Disney, we are obviously going to have the churro cake with, all of the things, the churro, the cinnamon. But obviously, we weren't having that anymore. So what the baker did at Bella Kalina was that they tried to kind of make a mock churro cake for us. So they ended up making us a cinnamon swirl cake, and we paired that with the almond amaretto filling. And it was absolutely incredible. I thought it was so sweet, one, that they did that for us, but it actually turned out to be like my favorite thing that I ate. Another thing that they have that's really, really awesome is that they have this spinach and ricotta stuffed chicken that I could probably eat every day for the rest of my life and be very happy about.
And then for entertainment, you mentioned that you had DJ JW Jaeger. Did you provide any other entertainment for your guests?
That was it, but he was amazing. I have all the kind things in the world to say about him. And so many people were like raving about he's the best wedding DJ they've ever seen. So I think he kind of took care of all of that.
That's fantastic. Can you give my listeners a basic timeline for how the day ran?
My girls showed up at our room around 8:45, where I had like all of their gifts and everything laid out for them. And then Stacyano and her team showed up at 9 o'clock to start our hair and makeup. Then around 1:30, Trinity and David and Vicky showed up to do videography and photography. So at 1:30, they did all my detail pictures, and then they did pictures with my bridesmaids, and then they headed over to Cam's room and took pictures with them. And then by the time they got back, we were loading up to head over to Bella Kalina. When we got to Bella Kalina, I went inside the locker room, and that was probably around 3:30. I got in my dress. I saw all of my flowers, and they were so beautiful. And then I had a first look with my dad around 5, and then we got married at 6.
That's great. How did it work with cosmetology and the COVID-19 protocols?
Oh, so they were amazing. So what we had to do is that we had to wear masks when they were doing our hair. The only time we didn't wear masks is when they were doing our makeup. So they had to follow Orange County guidelines. But Stacy and her team, they were wearing masks the whole time as well.
I see. Okay, great. So when you were planning either your original plans or what you ended up doing, what were the most important aspects where you focused your attention and your budget?
Definitely food and guest experience, because when we were having it at Disney originally, we were doing the characters, we were having the dessert party, we were going to do a ride mix-in. So we had like all of the Disney magic kind of like until our entire day. But I would say the same thing when we moved over to Bella Kalina: guest experience, guest safety, and food were definitely the most important to us.
And then were there aspects that were less important, maybe ones that changed when you switched venues?
I would say that floral and decor was always not high on our list, but I will say switching to Bella Kalina, I got all of the floral that I wanted at a decent price compared to when we were at Disney, so I was super excited about that.
That's great. Which florist did you use?
We used Flowers by Leslie. She is in Orlando.
What ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. But I would have to say, honestly, I would say it was either my dance with my dad when we did our first dances, or, well, not or, obviously, and when Cam and I got married and he said his vows. His vows were very well written and articulated, and I appreciated it so much.
Did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
Yeah, so we originally were supposed to get married on the event lawn. That's where what we picked for the venue. But around like 5:15-ish, my wedding planner came out and was like, there's inclement weather. It's raining across the lake. So we have to make the decision to pull it inside. So instead, we got married in the atrium, which is the area with their big, beautiful fountain. So I was kind of upset about that because I was really banking on getting married on the lawn. But after getting married in the atrium and looking at my pictures, it is beautiful. So I had like a mini bridezilla moment, and I'm looking back on it and I'm like, that was so stupid.
And then was there any aspect of the wedding that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were worried about and then it turned out not to be?
I mean, COVID, definitely. I was obviously completely worried about it because it kind of threw our entire wedding plan process through a giant loop. And we had like a bunch of people cancel last minute. So that was kind of discouraging. But once we got there and I was with the people who came and like my family members, it was just all worth it. All of like the crying and the stress and the sadness all came together, and it was all worth it just to be down there with my closest friends and family and to marry Cam.
That's so great to hear. Is there anything you know now that you wish you'd known when you were planning?
I mean, obviously, not get married during a global pandemic, but
right.
I would say that I feel like I stressed so much about what everybody else was going to think about my wedding. At the end of the day, it really doesn't matter, especially if you're the one who's happy at the end of it, because it's your wedding. That's what matters the most.
That's great advice. Do you have any other advice for couples who maybe are having their Disney wedding postponed or they're not sure if they should push it back or get married someplace else?
I would say, honestly, get married. I know that like Disney's dream and it was our dream, but having our wedding at Bella Kalina was more than I could have ever imagined. And I'm so thankful that my husband now was like, no, we just have to get married. Because I think that looking back a year from now, if we would have postponed, I would have been a little bit more stressed out and a little bit more anxious leading up to the day. So I think that if you're thinking about switching venues or just going to get married, I highly recommend it because you're going to be a lot happier in the end.
That's great advice. Well, Jess, I think you've offered a lot of great advice today, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Thanks so much for having me. It was fun.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, disneyweddingpodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.